Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast. I apologise if you're watching on YouTube and it's a little bit shady, not in like a sarcastic way. I mean, literally a bit shady. It's because I haven't got any lights on. It's basically just that. I'm recording in the new recording space and I didn't yet have a chance to like put the lights in and all of that jazz, but I did just want to sit here and, you know, I got a new chair and stuff, so I wanted to record here. Anyways, what are we talking about today? Today we are talking about finding your purpose, and there is a question in the world of NLP that we use for what we call chunking up. It's basically where you kind of go into blue sky thinking mode, like big project type ideas, philosophical to some extent. I want to explore that with you today. I'm going to tell you how to do it. So if you are at a point in your life where you are not entirely sure what your purpose is going forward, then we will be exploring that today. And to get the answer to the question, for what purpose? You just need to keep on watching. My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. As I was mentioning at the intro there is a question that we ask when we are doing a process called chunking up. So in linguistics, you have a couple of different options as to how you can maneuver a conversation or any idea, concept or subject area. You can get more specific on it, which means you get finer detail around what it is that you are talking about. The other option is that you find other similar subject areas where there's a connection between them, but it's not the kind of conversation that you started out with initially. And the remaining option is that you do something called chunking up. When you chunk up, it makes your thinking become more broad, more big idea, more sort of global concept based. The reason why I think it is useful for us to explore the question for what purpose is because there is lots of change going on for people, and some of you are in a position where your working and day-to-day life has changed quite considerably over the last few weeks and months, or is set to change quite considerably in the coming weeks and months. Some of you are in positions where your working life, for example, is quite considerably different to what you had intended it to be or what it had been previous to the coronavirus kicking in. And I can certainly echo the sentiments around that too. When coronavirus happened in my working environment, the biggest change was that I was no longer working with staff. Everyone went on furlough, and so for the last few months, I had been taking what had originally been their jobs and turning those into more automated functions that our customer management system could take care of. Essentially, I turned all of my staff into robots. Now, that is probably a similar situation to a lot of organizations. And there is good and bad aspects to this sort of evolution that can sometimes happen. On the upside, for me, it meant that I recognized how I would be able to save costs within the business, to eradicate a few challenges that there are around employing staff, not least the financial ones, but you know, managing staff is a whole job in itself. Suddenly, I was freed up to do some of the business development stuff that I'd been avoiding because I was usually quite tangled up in managing what the staff were doing on a day-to-day or the relationship issues that would show up amongst them. Those of you who have managed people in the past, you know what I'm saying. So I suddenly found myself in a situation where furlough was coming to an end and I was wondering, what do I do with these people once they come back? Now, let me be very clear. This was not a financial decision. It was just about, you have to do what makes sense. those of you who are or have been business owners in the past will know that you kind of take on a different sort of responsibility to anything else in life. When you have a business, you have an obligation to make sure that it works in the most successful way possible. And so sometimes you have to make decisions that do not align with what your heart might be telling you. You can really have these sort of like conflicts between your heart and your head. You know, on one hand you think, well, I like these people, I want to do what's right for them. But on the other hand, it's like the business brain is saying to you, it doesn't make sense. Like, we've just turned these people into robots, we've saved some money. I think we've proved we don't need them in the same way anymore. So my message to you today is more so for those of you who are in the situation that my previous, now made redundant, employees may be in that you need to start thinking about the fact that the people you work for, the people that you work with, might be going through these sorts of processes in their minds too. And as such, you need to start asking yourself, like, what could your purpose be going forward? Now, I don't want to like really narrow this video into a one size fits all, like this is only for people who are in this particular situation. This is going to apply to lots of people in lots of different areas of life, because lots of us have been feeling a little bit lost or just a bit confused about what the future is going to look like, because it seems like your purpose has changed, and it probably has. You know, the stuff that you used to just do, maybe you don't need to do that anymore, or maybe you just don't need to do it in the same way. Maybe that role is now becoming obsolete, in which case it's really important that you find an alternative purpose for yourself. We have to have a feeling like we are striving for something in our lives. It's really important that we continue to do some kind of growth and development. I do lots of growth and development because I work in that industry, but even so, I've taken the decision in the last few weeks to do some different sorts of growth and development to what I normally do. You'll be interested to hear, although probably not, that I have been undertaking a diploma in Photoshop and a diploma in graphic design simultaneously, because obviously I didn't want to make it easy for myself. You know, if you're going to stretch yourself, you may as well go for the big stretch. The big stuff. Who do you think you are? Anyways, it's given me something like something else to focus on and something else to think about. And actually, that's quite nice. Our brains quite like to be busy. And if we're not busy giving them some kind of like purpose and growth and development, then that's when we can really see that problems start to set in. I've said this before, I will say it again. Problems are just a kind of growth and entertainment. You need to have goals. If you do not have goals, you will have problems, because problems are like unhelpful goals. Like, they're still goals, but they're just really unhelpful ones for you to have. What you want is to have the kind that actually give you something positive on the other side of it, like a qualification or money, or, you know, something that is rewarding to have. When you have a problem, you know, you're still working towards resolving something, but you don't necessarily get anything good on the other side of it, apart from getting rid of some pain, perhaps. Now, that is good in itself, but wouldn't it be nice to have something nice rather than just the absence of pain? So I want you to start considering the question, for what purpose you, you know, insert name at the end of the sentence, for what purpose? Now, it's such a broad question, like it's so big, it's almost like, you know, it can kind of send you into some spiritual zen mode just to even consider what the answers to that might be. And it might be that you think about yourself as a carer, it might be that you think of yourself as a lover, it might be that you think of yourself as an artist or a creator in some way. All of those things can be true, but you've got to start with that kind of bigger picture in mind before you'll be in a position to drill down into the more specifics of what that actually needs to look like for you going forward. If you're in a situation such as my former employees found themselves, where they were considering, like, what is our purpose here in this organization now? it's probably something that you need to be like collaborating with the decision makers around. You need to help them to see that there is a place for you. You need to almost yourself, even if this was not your role before, and we're all having to do roles that we did not have to do before, right? Some of you were not teachers before, but now you are. You are homeschooling teacher people who also, you know, do jobs and everything else that you have to do alongside that, and run the house and, you know, everything. We're all in a situation where we're having to do stuff that we didn't have to do before. And one of the things that you're perhaps going to have to do is to become an innovator. You're going to have to become someone who comes up with ideas that demonstrate not just that, you know, you have a place and that you have a purpose, but that you can contribute beyond what might have previously been something that you just did quite automatically and easily without having to think about it too much because you'd done it for years and years and years and it was super easy for you, but actually something that makes you feel as if you are like going beyond the realms of what you would have done previously, that you're actually generating ideas that might help not just to grow and develop the system around you, be that your job or something else, but also that it gives you back a sense of control. It's quite an empowering thing to do. Think about what your purpose is, and then think about like how do you maybe like redefine and grow and adapt to these new sets of circumstances that you find yourself in. You've always got the choice not to. I mean, there's that. And the good thing about choosing not to is, you know, you've got someone else to blame if you get made redundant. You've got someone else to blame if you feel like life is spinning out of control. You know, there's you can just blame coronavirus. It's like the faceless blame that you can provide. It's probably the biggest cop-out, to be fair, because you're not even blaming an individual. You're sort of blaming an organism, a faceless entity is to blame for the circumstances. There's that, you know, and I can see the appeal of that. I can see the appeal of like putting the blame there. However, there is definitely something to be said for considering what you can do to adapt to the change, what you can do to provide that innovation, that growth, that stretch, that redefining, that redevelopment to adapt to wherever it is that the systems that you are part of might be going to next. And the good thing with that, you know, the good thing about making that decision to consider what your purpose could be going forward is that it might just lead to something better. You might just find that that stretch suits you, you know, that that's something that you can enjoy, that you can not just enjoy the sense of control and empowerment that it gives you to go, do you know what, I've really done my best here to make sure that I've got a job that I can go back to, that I have got a business that I can grow and develop from here. It's really about taking the reins. You've always got the option to just sort of go, I don't know what's going to happen and I just need to wait and see. And kind of, you know, roll with the waves. But the problem with like that go with the flow attitude is that dead fish go with the flow. You don't want to be a dead fish. You want to be someone who's like surfing this stuff. I don't know why there's so many sea metaphors coming from me at the moment. I think I really need a holiday. What we want to be able to do is to make sure that you at least have a sense of feeling like you are pulling the shots here, that you are deciding what happens next in your life, because we've all had a period of we don't really know what's happening and we don't really know what's going on. And really that sense of the not knowing is probably in some aspects of our lives going to continue for the foreseeable future. Everyone to some extent is in a situation where they're going, kind of need to just wait and see, don't really know what's happening. But that doesn't apply to every single area of your life. So if there are areas of your life where you can consider what your purpose is and take action to start making things happen for you, where you can take some decisions, you can take some control back, you can start to navigate your way forward, then my recommendation is that you do that, because it's going to make you feel so much more certain in yourself. We always need a balance between uncertainty, like, whoa, we don't know what's going to happen, can be quite exciting to some extent, and knowing that, actually, I know where I stand with this. I've got a plan in place. Is that plan going to work out? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. Ooh, we get a bit more uncertainty coming back. But having it there at least gives you something to hold on to. You know, it gives you an idea to work with and to move forward with. And that's really good for helping to, like, navigate away from and immunize yourself against things like anxiety. It isn't going to protect you from getting coronavirus, but it can protect you from having anxiety and panic in your life if you do things that give yourself a sense of greater levels of certainty. So the question, once again, that I want you to be running through your mind, and you might not get instant answers. This might be one where you just have to keep, like, asking yourself the question and notice what comes up. For what purpose? Like, for what purpose are you here? Make sure you use the right intonation, by the way. There's a big difference between for what purpose am I here? And for what purpose am I here? That is the question. All right, that's my rant over for this month. Next time I see you, I will take the time to give you a bit more of a tour. It's just right now I've got, like, there's just lots happening all in one day and a lot of new clients. So if you are someone who is going through a anxious time at the moment and you're getting some help with it, good work, you're doing the right thing. It's always a good idea to put some provisions in place for yourself if you know that you need them. There is no reason to just, like, struggle needlessly. Don't do that. All right, that is all for today. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you are not already subscribed to this YouTube channel, then you can do so by clicking the red subscribe button. If you are listening on a podcasting platform, be sure to subscribe using whatever methods they make available to you for that subscribing. Give this video a thumbs up and leave a comment in the comments box below. What has been your experience throughout the COVID epidemic in terms of knowing what your purpose here on the planet is going forward? I would love to know if that is something that has shifted and changed for you in the recent weeks and months, and whether you are apprehensive or excited about the changes that may lay up ahead for you in the future. But for now, thank you so much for watching and listening, and I'll see you all on the next one. Bye!